This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing? It's Dennis giving you a call back with Bank of Cardiff.
With who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Oh, okay, yes. How can I help you?
Just checking back in with you. I think whenever we spoke last, you'd sent over the information that I requested for secured financing and decided that you wanted to go the unsecured route. So we just need a little bit different type of documentation.
Yeah, I'm trying to get as... It's been a week or couple weeks or so. So the option one was based on our equipment in our different control rooms as collateral. Is that my understanding?
Right. It would be a collateral-based one. And to be candid with you, I've never done a loan for that type of equipment. I understand it probably holds its value, and it's something we could do. I just don't know until I get some answers from underwriting. But
so what would you? So the other route is what?
Just unsecured. The way that one works is it's based off your company's revenue, and they'll usually lend right around 10% of your annual sales for that program.
Okay, annual sales. So what should my bookkeeper 10% of annual sales? So
well, it's actually the gross annual sales. Also, it's not the net, but it's the gross. So
okay, so our gross sales for the last year. Well, actually, it's probably been half the year. Is it based on the last year or current based on a statement from our bookkeeper? For instance, we're running about 1.350. And we could provide our invoice. We only have five clients. They're governments. So would we provide our monthly invoices to our clients to show our gross sales? What would we provide?
No, actually, for their current cash flow situation, what they'll look at is 6 months of bank statements. Just the deposits there.
Okay, 6 months of bank statements. All right, and that's and something else.
And then just your most recent business tax return. And being that you're incorporated, we'll just look at the 1120S form and the Schedule K-1, which shows the ownership percentage.
Okay. Can you send me an email again with that with those two? So you're just requesting two items: 6 months of bank statements and the most recent business tax return. Is that right?
Right, absolutely. So what I'll do is,
okay.
Bruce, I'll just label it the unsecured loan. And the title of the facility will be Dennis with Bank of Cardiff /unsecured loan. And I'll just outline what the different items were that we needed. But it's probably a better option for you to be candid because it's a quicker turnaround. It's much easier. If we go the secured route, you're going to have to provide a lot more information. You have to have proof of ownership.
Okay.
You're going to have to have serial numbers and maybe even an inspection.
Yeah.
So
that would be a problem because we have thousands of pieces of equipment that we haven't documented all the serial numbers. So let me ask you this. So what's the percentage on the unsecured that you'll loan up to how much?
We'll lend up to 10% of the annual sales is the actual loan amount. And
so
as far
that
as the
could be 100,000 to 150 max, it sounds like. So maybe $125,000 unsecured, and that's for 2 years, right?
It should be. I mean, typically on our first-time approvals, I just got a 2-year approval for a client the other day, so it's
mm-hmm.
possible. I would expect maybe 18 months, maybe 12 months, but hopefully we can get a longer term for like 2 years. But the loan itself isn't really a term loan. It does have a term if you want to go that route, but it's renewable, meaning that once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term.
And
so
the approximate cost is how much? I think you had mentioned 5%. Is that right?
There's not an APR onto it, so I'll backtrack on that. There's no APR for the equipment program.
Right.
Probably 5% is where they start out at, 4 to 5%. But if you're comparing the cost of the shorter term working capital loan to the cost of a 5-year loan, for example, it ends up equivalent about to 6 to 8% on the actual.
Uh-huh.
If you want to compare it to an APR of a longer term, it's just much shorter term, and it's not an APR loan. If anything, if you're able to pay the loan off early, they'll give you early payoff benefits. Depending on the approval, it could be up to 25%. So they give some pretty hefty payoff benefits if you're able to pay it off early. But you're not going to incur any more costs.
All right. I'll look for your email, and I'll get back to you, Dennis. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.